Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Wednesday afternoon. What a beautiful day. Windy, but beautiful nonetheless.
Yeah, the wind just is not...
It just won't go away.
This is the windiest spring across the Midwest in many, many, many years.
Is it, though? I feel like it's windy every spring.
Did you just hit puberty in there?
What's that?
Is what? It, though? I feel like it's windy every spring.
Yes, I saw a chart the other day.
Is it, though?
It indicated that the wind speed was higher than it has been on average here in the Midwest. And
much better. Thank you.
The continuous wind speed has also been higher.
Indeed.
Yes.
It's always breezy here in the spring, but it's been a little bit more breezy.
Or breezier.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like it is down in rural Kansas for that one guy.
Thank you.
Did you mention yesterday, Scott, that Lenexa police say...
Yes, $500,000
thieves have stolen $500,000.
She doesn't listen to a word that comes out of my mouth.
I missed the last line in the story. I want to bring this up again because another alert went out on this and I keep seeing it on Facebook. $500,000 in checks, and they think that's just like recently. Uh-huh. I don't know who all these people are putting checks in the mail. Listen to the last line in this story. The police department says anyone who needs to write and mail a check should walk it into the post office and drop it into a mail slot inside the building.
Well, there is a post office literally on almost every block.
Have you been to a post office lately?
Do you know who I am?
I feel like at the post office where I last was, to be doing welfare checks because there was no one in there. I think only old people go in there and Scott Parks. If police think people are going to walk a check into a post office and drop it into a slot, they are sorely mistaken.
You don't have to walk in. They do have a roundabout drop-off lane where you can just drive up to a postal box.
Like the blue drop boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it is time to bring everyone into 2025 and we come up with a new way to do business and it is not writing checks. I'm sorry. It's too easy to get your mail stolen.
It's not just always, everything doesn't have to always be about personal individual convenience. I mean, sometimes go into a bank. Go in.
Why?
Thank you, Daniel.
Why?
I can tell you why I went into a bank this week.
How about thieves stop thieving and washing my checks?
That would be fine. I went into the bank earlier this week to inform them that next week I will be out of the country and that they might see some movement on my card.
That's very responsible.
And you know what I had to do? I had to sign a piece of paper authorizing.
No, there's an app. You just click on going to be out of town. Why you? If you enjoy going in there because they're like, here comes Scott Parks.
That's true.
That's totally one thing. That's fine. Just admit it. You do not have to go into the bank anymore.
Microwave those cookies. He's coming in. He wants warm ones.
Microwave those cookies.
I do, and I like chocolate chip. And they have the nice little coffee making station over there on the corner.
Scott,
and I go over there and I make myself a cup
of
coffee.
They have this new thing called
put into coffee mates.
DocuSign. It will change your life.
A little cane sugar.
I will say that I have been in a post office and a FedEx facility within the last 6 months.
For what? In the last 6 months? I thought you were going to say 6 days. I've been once in the last 6 months, and I had to update my passport, and that's why.
Once was to ask a question about a package because I couldn't get anywhere with the people online, and once was to send off something certified.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Sometimes it's easier just to go in and talk to a person instead of going through the phone.
I agree with you, Dan. I did that one time with a cable bill. Remember Time Warner Cable? God, they were terrible. If you needed anything from Time Warner, it was quicker to go to the store on 119th and walk in. But for most things, certainly check writing, you should not have to physically go into a post office to do that.
Here's what I'm going to tell you and Sam. The day is going to come, and Dan, you be my witness. The day is going to come when, because of people like you two, banks start closing up their branches. Post offices stop being on every corner in America, which actually I could get behind that.
We don't need them on every corner.
And you're going to rue the day that you made fun of people like me and Dan because we are bank visitors.
You're going to rue it or woe it?
You're going to rue it.
You're going to rue it and woe it. And bank visitor singular. Scott, I don't think there's ever been anyone else in that.
Dana, that is not true. And
there's like 12 employees to Scott Parks. It's a 12-to-1 Scott Parks ratio.
By the way, Scott, that day is today.
They all clamor to help you because they haven't seen anyone in years.
You say the day is going to come. There are rural bank deserts all over this country because of exactly that.
Mm-hmm. If it's not Scott Parks walking into that bank, just press the panic button because you're about to get robbed.
I don't go in often, but I do go in every
it's
now
go
and
time, people.
It's go time.
They're wearing a mask. It's going down.
That little red button underneath the desk, push it.
Is that
now.
Scott? Oh, that's not Scott. Run.
Very funny.
Do you get special tours?
No, but I feel like I get special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
They know me by name.
It's because
they're just happy to
they're
see
starved
a live body
for human
come in.
Connection, Scott.
Actually, the last time I went to a bank, I needed to get some quarters, so I just popped by my local
branch.
Were you
going to go make it hail somewhere at a local strip club or something?
What?
Why did you need quarters, Dan?
For a laundry machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty common.
At the laundromat?
Laundromat?
Do they not have a change machine?
No.
Okay.
Do they not want business?
Not in my building.
Old school. All right.
Anyway, the point being, there were people in there doing banking business.
That's right, Dan.
I will say that business owners will keep the brick and mortar bank alive because they do need to go in there, make deposits, get cash for their business.
Of course.
And not everybody is connected as you might be with your phone and your online banking and your suburban existence.
But Sam, even in that case, a lot of small business owners are going cashless because of the robbery issue. Like, you've seen this. They'll just say on the front door, "We don't have any cash here. Don't break into our store. We are a cashless operation."
Because they go to the bank every night.
Anyway,
from the text line, the bank cash. I've gone to for 15 years closes at 4. Guess who had to leave work early today to go to the bank?
Good for you. Good for you. Keep that mom and pop open.
It's also 4:13. They're closed. I don't know what you're doing.
Quick update to a story we have been following and we will continue to follow because, my God, it makes me mad. Bond has been denied for the duo Waste of Oxygen people that are accused of killing our local reporter down in New Orleans. And let me just tell you, we've got new information today in that case. They have uncovered text messages between these two idiots before Aiden's death. Pardon me. Here's one of the text messages. This is the guy who was down there to work, was drugged, and did not wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Got the phone code. He got money waiting for him to sleep. That's one.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Bond denied
Good.
A couple of hours ago.
Good.
Got the phone code. He got money waiting for him to sleep. Yeah, he went to sleep and never woke up.
Hmm.
Text between suspect Danette Colbert and her alleged accomplice, Ricky White, were at the center of a court hearing this afternoon in the death of a Kansas City sports reporter in New Orleans. Aiden Manzano was in New Orleans to cover the Super Bowl. We all know that. When he was found dead in his Kenner, Louisiana hotel room. Investigators say Xanax was found in Manzano's system, a drug he did not have a prescription for. They found a bottle of those pills in her place.
You know what I hope they do? I just thought of this.
The death penalty? That's what
I
hope.
Yes. Not the death penalty, but I hope they both go to prison for the rest of their lives. But I just thought of this. Sam, I did not know Aiden Manzano. You had a brief acquaintance with him.
Yeah, I met him a couple times.
And you met him every time, if I'm not mistaken, at the media game at halftime at Sporting Park.
That is correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, I was a fish out of water, didn't know anybody because, you know, I'm in this studio all the time and everybody else knows everybody because they're always out in the field. And
right.
He was the only one that walked up to me and we would talk.
And he was very
time.
Cordial and very friendly.
Yes.
The nicest guy in the
affable.
World.
Affable. So what I'm hoping they do, and I go to every sporting game because I have season tickets. I love soccer. And Dana and I both got the invite to play the media game this year. We are both going to politely, at our senior age, decline the invitation. I prefer to walk for the rest of my life. And and my heydays are over. But I would hope at the beginning of that media game, and I think it's sometime in May, if I'm not mistaken, that they would make a public announcement and dedicate that game, that media game, to Aiden Manzano.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Casey Current, their season opener, they left his reporter desk open with his jersey. A Casey Current jersey, his name on the back.
Good.
He leaves behind a child.
Yeah, because his wife died last year.
Yes, detectives say the phrase "knock out" was used in other texts found on her phone. Police say that text meant she was with the victim, ready to give them the drug and leave with their property. In addition, they found at least two other instances of knockouts being used. Detectives allege in the schemes that Colbert, the female, would target the male victims and provide them with alcohol, slip them the drug. Mm-hmm. White provided the transportation. He was even paying for the rental car in Manzano's case that was used.
So he was the fake Uber.
Yes. Yes, yes. Detectives say Colbert would steal the victim's phone, get into the phone, get a text code, and then access the victim's bank accounts.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. You know, being the skeptic on this show can sometimes be a full-time job. And I'm not saying my BS meter's going off, but it's close.
Okay. Why can't you just like a good ending to a story?
I'm thrilled that this child is okay. A two-year-old child who got lost in the Arizona desert overnight is safe after a rancher's dog helped lead him to civilization. The toddler was reported missing.
Is something wrong, Lassie? What's going on, Lassie?
The toddler was reported missing just before. I'm going to write this down because there's going to be a little bit of math involved. Just before Monday at 5 p.m., according to the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, a missing person poster shared by the Sheriff's Department identified the toddler as Bowden Allen and said he was last seen wearing a tank top, pajama pants. Okay, fine. Bowden had wandered off from his home in Seligman, Arizona, a remote town with a population of less than 1,000 people. Super cute kid. A wide search was immediately begun, including 40 search and rescue team members, several deputies from the county sheriff's office, members of the Department of Public Safety. The search continued overnight. Department of Public Safety Ranger Rescue Helicopter crew said they spotted two mountain lions in the area.
Oh, God.
Temperatures in the county range between the high 40s and low 50s overnight. Weather history, it doesn't matter. It's Arizona. It's always dry. Searchers did not find anything overnight, but on Tuesday morning, keep in mind this kid went missing on Monday at 5 p.m.
Okay.
An area rancher spotted something surprising at the end of his driveway.
So probably about 12 hours later, maybe 14.
Okay.
Maybe. The toddler had walked, where's the exact number? I believe it is... Oh, this story,
is it 7 miles?
I believe it's 7 miles.
I think I saw 7 miles.
And the rancher, in a news story that I saw this morning, asked the kid, you know, had you been walking all night? And he said no, that he had slept under a tree overnight and then kept walking.
A 2-year-old would not even be able to verbalize that, I don't think.
So he was found at, he went missing Monday at 5 p.m., took refuge under a tree on Monday night and was found at 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. You want me to believe that a 2-year-old child who probably stands no more than 2 feet tall, max 3, but probably 2 feet tall, walked 7 miles in 14 hours. Check that, 16 hours. Walked 7 miles in 16 hours. And that includes time to sleep under a tree.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't a full 8 hours of sleep under that tree.
Why can't you just believe that a dog found a child? And I do believe certain dogs, not all of them, certain dogs would, in fact, circle and protect that child. Dogs have an instinctive understanding that this is a human in danger. We've seen this in car wrecks.
We've seen this in,
you know, someone slides down a rock wall. You know, a dog will do what it can to protect someone in need of help.
Especially a well-trained farm dog.
I tend to agree, Scott. I think that, my God, this kid's lucky.
Very lucky.
Maybe a dingo didn't eat your baby. Well, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that the kid did anything wrong. I'm just curious as to how a young child that probably sleeps more than 8 hours a night. You remember having kids. Toddlers can sleep.
But keep in mind, he's sleeping under a twee. He's not in the warmth of his bed.
Was the toddler severely dehydrated, as you would be after 7 hours with nothing to drink?
The story doesn't say what his physical condition was. He was alive. That's all that matters.
What would
the motive be
to hide a two-year-old that is then found by a dog? Or are you disputing it was found by a dog?
Are you suggesting that somebody kidnapped this two-year-old and placed it 7 miles away?
I don't know what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is that I'm not buying what they're selling. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I find it hard to believe that in 16 hours, a kid walks 7 miles at the age of two.
From the text line, come to find out, the kid built a fire and rubbed two sticks together and built a trap for a rabbit for food.
Mm-hmm. Churned some butter while he was out there, did he?
Probably whittled his own arrows and made a bow.
No,
I'm with you,
caught an eagle to use the feathers for his arrow.
I don't know what the motive would be to make this story up, but...
You're telling me that a two-year-old kid in 16 hours and took time to sleep under a twee... Walk 7 miles.
Also, find me a two-year-old that's going to say, oh, yeah, I slept over there under that twee.
I will give you that. I think at 2 years old, it would be difficult to verbalize where the child had been. Or the child would not have any understanding that they were so many miles away.
So you may be asking yourself, what would the motive be, Scott? I do recall years ago, a hot air balloon thingy.
Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that. Remember that? The little kid goes, mm-hmm. We're not supposed to. This was for the TV show. We're not supposed to talk about it.
And the kid.
They went to prison, by the way.
They did go to prison, as they should. There was a massive search for this kid who accidentally went up in this big hot air balloon.
Were they the Haneys? Why do I remember that?
Wow.
Or the Heaneys?
I think you're right.
There's something wrong with my brain.
I think you're right. And there was this crazy search for this kid. Turns out it was just a well-seeded plot, a poorly seeded plot, for the family to get a reality show.
Heaney, really? Wow.
I know, and I'm so weird like that. I swear to God I didn't look it up. I'm looking up another story about a guy hanging from a rock wall.
Richard and Mayumi Heaney.
That is right.
I wouldn't have remembered Mayumi. I might have known it was Richard.
Yeah. Somebody says maybe God was with him. Maybe God was, but was God lifting him up and running?
Well, no, now I could see a two-year-old traveling 7 miles in 16 hours.
7 miles?
In 16 hours?
He slept for some of it. Keep in mind, he says he slept under a twee.
Well, okay, so if he slept for 8 of the hours, he's looking at 1.1 miles per hour.
Yeah, no, maybe in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but you're talking about a kid who's going to walk... Because most people
walking consistently for that amount of time.
Never stopping. And with those tiny little legs, he just kept on going.
I think
no water?
Stranger things have happened. Toddlers can be slippery. You know that. You go to throw a load of laundry in. We've all seen it. We've all seen the headline. And anyone who's never had a child will say, how in God's name does a toddler get out wandering in the middle of the night? Have you ever had a toddler?
So the sun goes down these days about what? 7:45-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it, but I think it's a miracle.
So he gets out at 5 o'clock. Sun goes down at 7:45. That's 2 hours and 45 minutes. Sun comes back up at around what in the morning nowadays? 7? 7 o'clock? So 7 to 9. He's found at 9 o'clock the next morning, so he's got another 2 hours of sunlight. So the entire time that he's walking, he has 4 hours and 45 minutes of sunlight and still manages to walk 7 miles. I'm calling BS.
I believe them, but I think it's a miracle.
Traveling that distance is the most believable thing of this entire story to me.
That's my point. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Even the rancher who found... two-year-old Alan says he was bewildered that the toddler could walk 7 miles on his own. I'm not saying the story's not true. I just think that there are a lot of holes to punch in it. I think we will learn more later. Trisha in Overland Park. Trisha, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I work with toddlers and early childhood and preschool kids, so I'm very familiar with this age. Now, my question, did it say toddler or did it say two-year-old?
Let me go back and look. The story says 2-year-old. It just says 2-year-old.
Okay, because 2-year-old could be 30 months old. That's just 24 months old.
That's a great point.
And I have worked with a lot, including my grandson, who was running and climbing at 10 months. And I'm not saying that he could have gone 7 miles, but they move.
I don't mean, Trisha, I don't mean to interrupt you. Later on in the story, they do refer to 2-year-old Alan as a, quote, toddler.
Okay, yeah. But they are busy, and they rarely walk. They run. Once they've gotten the walking down, they're running. But again, 7 miles, that's kind of a lot, but, you know, it's, I could almost see it.
Well, but
Trisha, I'm kind of like Dana, like,
But Trisha, I have two kids of my own. I've had toddlers, obviously, and I know they run, but this ain't Chariots of Fire.
Right. No, and I'm saying 7 miles is a lot, but I know you said that there's a lot of holes, and I think that there are, and it would be interesting to find out what those holes were.
Okay. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
My nephew is 3 years and some months old at this point, and I'm trying to think. I mean, he's tall for his age.
Okay.
So toddlers come in all different sizes, right? And so if this were a kid in the 99th percentile of height and they were almost three, say 35 months old, I could most certainly see them traveling that distance in that amount of time and then enunciating, yeah, I slept under the twee. See, they're almost three.
But Sam, we're assuming because he did – the young man claimed, and I have no doubt he did sleep under a tree, that he slept under a tree. Toddlers do like to sleep. It's not like a baby that wakes up in the middle of the night every 2-3 hours. Right. Toddlers can sleep. Now, granted, he's in pajama pants and just a tank top in upper 40-degree weather. That's pretty darn chilly for a two-year-old kid.
Yeah.
With just a tank top on. And so he's sleeping under the twee and then gets up. He's not running. Let's lose this idea that sweet Alan was running for 7 miles. He's not training for a marathon. He's walking because a 2-year-old cannot run 7 miles. It's impossible. So a lot of this traveling is going to be walking. And I'm just finding it very hard to believe that because it is human nature, when you are lost, you end up walking in a circle.
Meandering around, yeah.
I walk around in a circle when I'm not lost.
I know, we're aware. So you're telling me he was 7 miles from home. Some of that had to be walking in a circle or in what would have been a circle. And then he goes in another direction.
You just hate good stories.
I don't.
I don't even want to know what you're trying to suggest, but are you trying to suggest that someone dumped the toddler?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
From the text line, are you suggesting he got a wide?
What I'm saying is I think somebody gave him a wide and then let him go.
Okay, that's great.
Now, if he was sweeping under a twee, how would he have gotten a wide and swept under the twee?
I believe.
Great point,
I
Sam.
He got a wide, somebody let him go. And he ran over to a between where he sweeped. Todd in Olathe. This show is so stupid. Todd, hello.
Yeah, it's John.
John, I beg your pardon.
Sure. I agree with he's probably closer to 3 years old, and a leisure walk is 2 miles an hour. He could have done it in 4 hours. The big question, though, is what you've already brought up how did he head in the right direction the whole time? And but, you know, you think about it, he's either walking or he's sitting and waiting. And if he's thinking, I got to find my way out of here, he's not going to stop walking. So he just walks and walks like he's at Walt Disney World or something.
Yeah, I think even in between age 2 and 3, you would know you were lost. You would understand that you're not home.
So
that you're cold, that all that stuff.
I found this on the internet. Studies indicate that humans tend to walk in circles when they are lost and lack visual cues for direction. The phenomenon is attributed to a natural tendency to veer slightly to one side or the other while walking, which accumulates over time, resulting in a circular pattern. Yet he was able to walk 7 miles from his home.
Well, I think sometimes there are things that are difficult to explain. I really do.
Like this story?
Like this story.
Okay. Melanie in Kansas City. Hello, Melanie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So I have a toddler. He is just a little over 3, but by the age of 2, he has been just plane running. And he runs for fun on this video game from our, like, Switch. And he runs easily 3 miles in 2 hours. Or jogs or walks. It's a combination of all type of movement.
Okay. So you're saying that a toddler who might be closer to 3 than he is to 2, you're making the argument, and I'm not challenging you, I just want to make sure I'm clear, could run 7 miles.
Yeah, 100%. This is believable to me in my situation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A super high energy toddler, maybe that had already napped for the day. Like, you know, we don't know.
Hopped up on meth? We have no idea.
I don't think he was hopped up on meth. No.
Debbie in Warsaw. Debbie, hello.
Hi. I have an idea. I was raised in the country, and you're saying that the little boy was lost in Arizona. I'm assuming they don't have a lot of woods like they do here in Missouri. But I know a lot of farmlands in Missouri, they're huge farmlands, and there's a lot of gravel roads that cross and go. Was he 7 miles from home by road, or could he possibly have only went 2.5 miles cross country through the field?
I believe that. So the town that he's from is only a population of 1,000 people. It is my understanding, and I'll double check this while we're talking, that he was 7 miles as the crow flies.
Oh, well, that's a whole different story. But, you know, Arizona, they wouldn't have the woods and hills like they have here in Missouri. It would be a little bit easier. I wonder if his dad was one of those that walked 10 miles in the snow uphill both ways to school.
Well, everybody's dad.
Possibly.
It was bred into him. He was pretty tough.
All right.
It was just a thought.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I'll look it up. And by the way, the terrain where they took a picture of what this looked like.
Is it hostile?
It is not where you would want to walk. It is, it's not barren. It's not without trees or vegetation, but there is no grass. There are trees, bushes, whatever you want to call them. And it is very hilly where this kid was walking, apparently. And I'm looking to see if it was 7 miles from the house. But the term 7 miles keeps coming up in every story I go to. And I'm assuming that means he was 7 miles from his parents' house. The home, yep, here it is. The rancher's home is roughly 7 miles from the toddler's house, separated by rough terrain, including 3 big mountain ranges and big valleys.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, then, we do have to have a discussion about that, because I'd forgotten. If this is in, like, inhospitable desert, You did say 2 mountain lions were found nearby.
Correct.
That does, like, okay.
So here's the terrain. Let me show you a picture.
The odds that toddler survived this go, oh, yeah, way down.
You're telling me he walked up that hill?
Okay, so anyone who's been in the desert, I'm going to tell you this. If you even as so much slightly walk a little bit too close to some of those plants and the vegetation, you will shred your body. It's a lot of very...
It's inhospitable.
Prickly,
yeah.
Owie, rattlesnakey terrain.
Yeah.
So was he kidnapped and dropped off 7 miles later?
I don't know, but listen to this. Dunton, that's the rancher that found the kid.
Dunton, really?
Are you kidding me?
Dunton.
Oh.
Dunton.
They're out there in the Yellowstone.
Wait. Kevin Costner found this child?
Not Dunton.
Oh, my God.
Not
Where's Dunton. Beth?
Dunton. Dunton, the rancher, said his home is about 7 miles from the toddler's house, separated by rough terrain, including three big mountain ranges and, quote, big valleys. He speculated that Alan walked down a clear-cut path under a power line, but still, quote, I can't believe the kid made it that far.
All right.
The sheriff's department did confirm the distance between the two homes.
Do you see anything out there that sheriff's department is investigating alternate theories?
No. But you're telling me that a two-year-old child climbed that hill?
Only because I have spent, you know, I don't want to say a considerable amount of time in the desert, but I try to get there once a year.
Yes, you do.
I'm very familiar with what that terrain looks like. You would not catch me dead even trying to hike out there.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So yesterday on the program, we were talking about the, and I use it in air quotes, controversy that has erupted regarding referring to Katy Perry and Gayle King as astronauts or space tourists.
Yep.
The model and actress, and I'm going to butcher this name, so Sam, help me here, Emily Ratajkowski.
You know who that is.
Okay. I'm not saying I don't know who it is. What I'm saying is I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Emily Ratajkowski?
Who?
Ratajkowski?
Ratajkowski.
She's the one who was naked in the Blurred Lines video.
Okay. She is not happy with these six women going up into space.
Why does she care?
Ratajkowski, by the way.
Ratajkowski. That space mission, I'm quoting here from her, that space mission this morning, that's end times bull. Boop. This is beyond a parody.
End times?
Saying that you care about Mother Earth, and it's about Mother Earth, and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. And for what? I am disgusted. Literally, I am disgusted.
All of which are very valid points on her part.
Yeah.
Was there some statement about it being for Mother Earth?
I don't know. She went on to say it was gluttonous.
I don't know.
I don't think she's going to be in a Katy Perry video anytime soon.
No, she would not do that.
She's not wrong.
I mean, the amount of fuel that it takes to launch them up there. And then, she's talking about the company that Bezos made his billions off of being the largest producer of cardboard, plastic, carbon emissions.
Well, here's what I don't want to hear from either Katy Perry or Gayle King. I don't want to hear anything about global warming. I don't want to hear anything about how we're destroying the planet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Emily Ratajkowski is not wrong.
It didn't bring awareness to what's going on with the Earth. It brought awareness to the fact that Katy Perry went up there and looked for 11 minutes.
And Gayle King was nervous and screaming the whole way.
It brought awareness to the company.
Yeah, let's be honest. It was one big promo for them to keep raking in $150,000 a seat, and that's just the deposit.
Mm-hmm. I was down with the mild criticism about calling them astronauts and when they're really space tourists. But until I had read this story about what Emily Ratajkowski said.
I just want you to keep saying that name.
Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
He's still struggling with it, too.
I got it down pat, bro. Come on, man.
You think so?
She's not wrong. This flight was the height of arrogance for six women. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want. Anywhere you go, just go to kmbz.com. And this song is awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.